Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of 7 Minutes of Saints. Andrew, we have some Saints news. And we have some personal news from me. We'll get to the Saints news in a second. Do you want to tell the people what I texted you today when you asked me if I could go on the podcast?
Yeah, you said you slept through vertigo. Are you going to survive?
Yeah, I'm going to make it. Here's the thing. I had to go to the doctor because my allergies have been so bad that my wife was like, you need to go to the fucking doctor upstairs from your office and see what's wrong with your allergies and stop coughing like a dying man at night or I'm going to fucking put you on the curb. So I went to the doctor and they gave me a steroid shot for the allergies, but they also were like, your lymph nodes are swollen. We don't think it's anything, but we need to do blood work. Well, here's the thing. I'm phobic against blood work for whatever reason since I've been like 5 years old. I don't know why. I can't explain it. And so I knew that I would like panic or whatever. And the woman's like, don't worry, it'll just be quick. And she tried to stick me like 3 times, but couldn't get it to work. And on the third one, I blacked out and I came to and they had the smelling salts. And like when you black out, it's cool though. I had like a trip, like I go into a different dimension. I'm talking to you and you're like, hey, you think we can make $80,000 a year for the podcast? And then I wake up, I'm like, where am I? And I'm like, have I been out for 2 years? They're like, no, dude, you were out for 10 seconds. So anyway, the problem with that is like, it triggered my,
well, I know you were tripping in fantasy world. If you thought you can make $80,000 off this.
So I come to, and the problem was it had like triggered my vertigo, because in your ear you have these like little balls and they have to line up, and if they get out of alignment it can fuck you. And like, that's basically what happened to me. So like my wife had to come get me from the doctor, and she's like, what, that motherfucker was going in for an allergy shot, what do you mean it's vertigo is triggered, get the fuck out of here. So she came and got me. She was not pleased. She brought me home. It's the worst car ride home ever when you have vertigo. Let me tell you, you just had your head in a bucket throwing up. She dumped me off.
Yeah.
And then, but you sleep it off and I'm fine, but it's just, it's no fun at all. So anyway, people, if you care about me personally, that's where I am. But if you're just like, get to the fucking Saints news, I don't care if you're fucking dying. We have Saints news. And Jared Cook is official, right, Andrew?
Official, yeah. Sean Payton said he signed, and Saints Twitter posted it. I think even Ian Rappaport posted the terms, 2 years, $15 million. So feels pretty official to me. Finally done. I have no idea what took so long, but I think we can officially call Jared Cook as tight end. And another little tidbit, I can't remember the exact words that John Gruden used, but, you know, he said something like, I'm disgusted or, disappointed. I can't remember the exact, it was strong language that basically he was devastated that they lost Jared Cook. So, interesting news there. But, yeah, I mean, he's 32 years old, but he was a productive player, maybe at his best year of his career last year. So, we're hoping he can keep dipping into that fountain of youth.
And the contracts are coming in for the Saints, and they were really interesting. The one thing about the Jared Cook one, at first it was reported at 1 year, $8 million, which would have been a huge coup for the Saints, because that means they could get out clean after this year if they wanted to. They can still do that with Nick Eason. Nick Eason's contract basically is for 1 year, $4 million. Like, he got almost no guarantees for the Saints, except for this year.
He's not going to see the rest of that contract unless he proves himself as a starter.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, he could be. He could prove. Yeah, because he's got to prove he's a starter, because he's not. He's not going to be. He wouldn't be, I don't think, a versatile enough backup. Like, if he couldn't beat out Cameron Tom for center, then the Saints aren't going to be like, well, he's a pretty good versatile backup. We'll pay him $6 million. No, no. So, like, he's either the starting center or he's gone after 2019.
And they could always – well, they could always renegotiate, too.
Yeah.
Cam Meredith on.
So, the interesting thing to me is, Mickey Loomis, it feels like he's doing a pretty good job. We'll have to see the Cook numbers. But it feels like he's done a good job of still making moves to the Saints, getting everything they want, being able to go for it one more time in 2019, and not completely wrecking their cap, knowing that Drew Brees might be over after 2019, and they still have to pay a bunch of young studs. I think Mickey Loomis is walking the line as best he can. I would have preferred not to have the massive Drew Brees hit if he leaves after this year, but it's not that terrible considering where the cap is as it goes up. And, you know, the Saints could maybe say, hey, Drew Brees, retire, but don't retire and put some more dummy years on this and stretch him out even further and maybe make the cap hit less. But besides that, I like what they've done contract-wise. Like, I feel like Loomis has done as good a job as he can of trying to, like, serve two masters, better yet.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting tidbit with Sean Payton is, you know, he did say one of his comments was that they wanted Adam Humphries, and that was the guy they were in play for, but that the price just got too high. So I find that interesting because obviously they care about slot receiver, they want to upgrade it, and they haven't done it. So, you know, all of a sudden, if Cam Meredith is staying on the team, you wonder would he have been released? Had they signed Humphries, and now he's staying. But I kind of look at that second-round pick now, and I'm like, I wonder if a receiver/playmaker is going to be the priority at that spot.
Well, here's the thing. The Saints, they went – and not that I know dick about the draft, but I know the players' names, and I follow people on Twitter. So I don't know if this player is any good, but I can tell you the Saints had fucking 9 people at the West Virginia – pro day for their quarterback Greer, and it wasn't for Greer, probably it was probably for Sills, their slot wide receiver dude. The Saints probably are liking him and interested in him. Is he any good? I don't know. I ain't watched no YouTube clips yet, people. I'll give you my final report once I start watching YouTube clips. But that's a name to remember. I mean, look, they're gonna do something probably at 60, Andrew, and we just need to – I think the ground has been prepped, and people need to brace themselves for the Saints are going to fucking do something at 60, but if there's a dude they like, and we wouldn't know who that could be, we can guess on it on draft day. There's a dude they like that gets into the 30s or 40s. Prepare yourself for 2020 assets or 2020 or 2019 assets to get fucking burned for the Saints to get who they want.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying at pretty much every offseason with Mickey Loomis as your GM.
Yeah. So now, do you think we've closed the book on free agency? If Quinn doesn't get done before the end of this week, do you think the book will be closed, or do you think they will have another semi-major move to do?
Well, no, I mean, I think Quinn and Ansa are both still in play, and I think they still have to do something about Okafor being gone. I mean, Davenport and Jordan are going to be the starters, but they need another guy in the mix there. So whether it's one of those two guys or they go back to the well and try to find another veteran, I don't think they're going to go into the draft without having a pass rusher somewhere. So, you know, that's the need, and I think – they're going to continue to explore it. It may be less exciting than Quinn or Ansa. You know, maybe a guy like a Mario Edwards that's maybe less appealing and is on a lower contract. But I just don't think they're going to go into the draft assuming that, because then it forces the issue, right, where they have to draft that. And I still think slot, you know, slot is still another position where they may say, hey, let's add a veteran that can maybe compete with a rookie. No. And so I think they're going to double down. I think they could double down at tight end as well. I mean, Ziggy Ansah is definitely the best guy that's left, but you look at Derek Morgan is still out there. Randy Gregory's still out there. I don't think they would do him because he's probably facing a suspension. But he's got a lot of these 3-4 outside linebackers that are still available. And, you know, I don't think they're good fits for the Saints in terms of what they do, you know, for their scheme. But if they find themselves maybe settling and getting a situational pass rush guy, they may do that.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This is 7 Minutes of Saints for Wednesday. This is the free edition every week that everybody gets. But if you want all the episodes, pay $7 a month and get yourself on Patreon by May 1st. If you're a Podbean person or if you're thinking about signing up, get yourself to Patreon. Sign up by May 1st because on May 1st, everybody on Patreon will get a sweet, sweet beer koozie for free as a thank you for supporting us. So get on there by May 1st. Get your beer koozie. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.